This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laura Bowman. The Ethiopian government launched a manhunt Sunday for leaders of the rebel faction in the northern region of Tigray after announcing federal troops had taken over the regional capital, Mekele, and military operations were finished. And the International Committee of the Red Cross said hospitals in the capital city are running low on supplies, such as gloves to care for the wounded, and one hospital is lacking body bags for the dead. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has been trying to quell a rebellion by the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, a powerful ethnically based party that dominated the central government for nearly three decades before the current prime minister came to power in 2018. He said on Saturday night that federal troops had taken control of the capital city within hours of launching an offensive there. The TPLF leader told Reuters that his forces were withdrawn from the city but would fight on, raising the fear of a drawn-out guerrilla war. Thousands of people are believed to have been killed, and nearly 44,000 people have fled to neighboring Sudan since fighting began on November 4th. Diego Maradona's personal doctor was being investigated on Sunday for involuntary manslaughter 4 days after the Argentina football legend suffered a fatal heart attack. This is according to prosecutors near Buenos Aires. Police raided the doctor's surgery and home in search of possible evidence pointing to negligence, according to TV images. The probe was triggered by concerns raised by three of the soccer star's daughters over the treatment he received for his heart condition in his home in Tigray. Judicial sources are saying he died at age 60 of a heart attack on Wednesday and was buried on Thursday at a cemetery near